You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In September, a new study in the journal Science documented a 29% decrease of bird populations since 1970. That number is shocking, but not surprising for people who follow these trends. State Fish and Wildlife agencies across the country have identified more than 12,000 species in need of action to protect them. Wildlife advocates say one of the best ways to do that is with an act of Congress. Brian Brooks with the Idaho Wildlife Federation is joining us in studio today to talk about a bill his group thinks would make a big difference for birds and animals here in our state. Brian, really nice to have you.
Great to be back.
So what species here in Idaho are you most concerned about? I know you have a huge list, but give me your, like, top three.
Let's see. So there's some more charismatic megafauna that are threatened, like bighorn sheep and mountain goat and sage grouse. But we also have some other species that have made headlines, like salmon and steelhead.
So right there. I mean, that's five that you just knocked off.
Oh, yeah. I could go on.
Okay. How big of a list, then, just in Idaho, then?
In Idaho, we have over 200 species that are threatened and on their way to the endangered species list.
So what in your mind has caused this decline in species? Is it climate change? Is it something else? Both?
Yeah, there's actually several factors. Habitat loss and degradation is at the top of that list. We are using really intensive agriculture, pesticides and insecticides. Climate change exacerbates all of those issues. But there's also here in Idaho, sprawl is consuming a lot of really critical habitat. And of course, we have a lot of transportation infrastructure that keeps big game from getting to point A to point B. Mm.
And that makes a huge difference right there.
It really does, yeah.
Okay, so what is this bill that you want passed in Congress?
Yeah, so the bill is called the Recovering America's Wildlife Act. So zooming out a little bit from Idaho, more than one-third, as you said, of species in America are at risk or in need of proactive conservation action. The Recovering America's Wildlife Act would accelerate the recovery of more than 12,000 species of greatest conservation need across the country. 200 of those are in Idaho. And if passed by Congress, it would allocate $1.3 billion to state wildlife agencies in Idaho. That's the Department of Fish and Game. And it would offer another $100 million to tribes across the country to basically implement management strategies to restore habitat, to put in measures that help wildlife thrive, and stuff like that. And so it's really needed. It's a stitch in time in the middle of this crisis.
And has this bill been in front of Congress before?
It has. Yeah, it was introduced last Congress. I was in Congressman Simpson's office pitching the idea to him when he decided he would become a co-sponsor, and it was introduced last year. And new Congress, that means everything's wiped clean, and it's been introduced again. It will go in front of the subcommittee called Oceans, Water, Oceans, and Wildlife, which Representative Fulcher has a seat on. So that'll be introduced in the House very soon.
What were the sticking points that something like this didn't get passed the last session?
As ever, it always has to deal with funding.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the big issue right there.
Yeah, it's an incredibly popular bill, not only across the country. Over 1,000 conservation groups and businesses have signed on in support, including some really big ones that you wouldn't think would be in support, like Shell Corp, which is a big, you know, energy corporation. But, you know, there's obviously intrinsic value to wildlife. Americans really value wildlife, and we have a really good history of recovering some species. But there's also an economic impact to wildlife populations declining. In Shell's instance, they can't drill or do their business where they want if there are more and more endangered species popping up. So it's the point of this bill is to avoid those economic restrictions and to recover not only wildlife, but there's some significant economic benefits to having abundant wildlife as well.
So you mentioned the amount of money Idaho would be getting if passed. How would you like to see that money spent?
Well, that would be up to our Idaho Department of Fish and Game, and luckily they are already on the ball on this. Congress mandated that every state wildlife agency in the country and territories have a state wildlife action plan. And what that plan does is it identifies species that are of the greatest conservation need and how they would prioritize which wildlife could be recovered, sort of a triage list there. Mm-hmm. And they have a much better idea on how that could money be spent. I don't want to get out in front of them, but they are an agency, the Department of Fish and Game, full of very smart scientists that would put the money to use.
We're talking with Brian Brooks of the Idaho Wildlife Federation about a bill that would hopefully help some of our species that we're seeing in decline. 200 of those, right, Brian, here in Idaho?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about how it was introduced 2 years ago, where it's at now. Do you think that it will get passed this session? If you were a betting man?
Rule number one is I never bet on
no, never bet, right?
Yeah, you know, it's as I said before, the big sticking point is funding, mm-hmm. Spending in Congress. But this is something that the American people really enjoy. America has this legacy of conserving wildlife. And the most popular, or I should say the most accomplished programs to do that have been programs that are dedicated funding, reliable year after year, like Dingell Johnson and the Pittman-Robertson Acts, which is a tax on fishing equipment and hunting equipment. So right now, almost all wildlife management and proliferation is funded by about 20% of Idahoans, people who purchase hunting and fishing licenses. And it has done wonders for things like waterfowl and deer and elk and all that stuff. But it's not working any longer. We are still facing a crisis of all other species. And so it's time to look for a new funding source to help out with non-game species.
So, you know, the Endangered Species Act, we know it is already the law of the land. So why do we need this bill as well?
So the Endangered Species Act is highly reactionary. It's when we are already in crisis mode. And when you apply the restrictions to, say, a swath of habitat occupied by an endangered species, it really limits the land use that you can do in areas. It could be grazing, it could be mineral extraction, it could be any number of things. And so it's highly reactionary and it's really controversial. What this bill will do is it will keep wildlife from entering the endangered species list. It's proactive, and that is how it's different.
And that's the key there, right? Is that if we always talk about this, right? Do you want to be reactive or proactive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we're talking about 200 species just here in Idaho alone,
yeah,
that could make a tremendous difference potentially.
Yeah, it really could. It's time we be proactive about these species and not wait until it's too late.
So what will this do that the Endangered Species Act can't do because it is so reactionary?
Mm-hmm. When a species is entered onto the endangered species list, you involve a lot of federal agencies, state agencies. It becomes very bureaucratic, and that quagmire can also be quite controversial. Mm-hmm. No secret there. But this money will go immediately to state wildlife agencies. It's collaborative, it's proactive, and it's non-regulatory. So there's a lot more wiggle room for how we can tackle these issues. And so it's faster spending. I know that when it was introduced on the Senate side within the last few years by Senator Risch, one of the best talking point, I think, what convinced a lot of Republicans and Senator Risch is that none of this funding was slowed down in the federal process. It was directly allocated to state wildlife agencies. So it's a good idea of kind of removing some middlemen and some of the money that might get siphoned off.
And this, we should say, is not a partisan bill.
No, not at all.
I mean, people on both sides of the aisle are supporting
it. It's nearly split down the middle on the House side, Republican and Democrat.
So we've talked about Senator Risch's support, talked about Congressman Simpson's support on this. What about Congressman Fulcher? Where is he sitting on this?
Well, we will find out very soon after recess of Congress is done. That bill will be introduced to his subcommittee, as I mentioned before. His staff has been briefed on the issue, the crisis we're facing, and how this is a proactive bill. But that remains to be seen.
So we have not heard from him specifically on how he stands on this?
Not on this issue.
Okay.
And I will say that Congressman Simpson is already a co-sponsor once again. Senator Risch is not a sponsor or co-sponsor this year.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking more about this. We've been talking with Brian Brooks of the Idaho Wildlife Federation. Up next, it is Refugee Restaurant Week in the capital city. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.